This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now for us to continue with the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeman, Kara Schillen is at the controls as usual in our Everything's All Right with the World. We have maximum participation from all of the people that are supposed to be here ready to go. Jennifer is going to prove how ready she is. She's ready, willing, and able.
Ready, willing, and able.
Read on what's trending. Go ahead, Jen.
Well, the Oscars have been trending for a while now. Remember, Kevin Hart was in, and then he was out. And then, well, maybe he was going to jump back in again. Well, he made it official this week that he would not. He just didn't want to put up with it. There's been too much online trolling, I guess, for Kevin Hart's taste for him to host the Academy Awards. However,
do you think he'd want the publicity because of that new movie he's in with Bryan Cranston?
I don't know Kevin Hart all that well, but what I do find fascinating about him is that you can kind of, more than other comedians, you can kind of tell when he's not Kevin Hart the comedian and when he's just like, whoa, Kevin Hart the guy. And watching some of the clips from his interview on Good Morning America this week, and even hearing about his conversations with Don Lemon, who inserted himself in the story in a strange way, I don't really know why he's there, but he is, I think Kevin Hart was really taken aback by the fact that people went after him so hard for the Oscars. And I think he was surprised after he said, look, I've grown. And if you don't know the story, Kevin Hart was picked to become the host of the Oscars, which was apparently his lifelong dream. And then some tweets and some comments that he made about LGBTQ and the community there, they came out. Now, these comments were made from 8 to 10 years ago. And most of them, I think, were attempts at jokes. None of them were like commentaries on culture. They were attempts at jokes. Some of them were inappropriate, or at least by our culture standards right now. And he was trolled like in a crazy way. He felt that someone was trying to take down his career by going back into his 50,000 tweets and finding these few that he sent out decades ago. And he told people, look, this is not who I am. I've had this journey. I'm a new person now. He went on Ellen's show. I thought Ellen was fantastic with him. She said, look, people change. You know, I called the Academy on your behalf. You should host the Oscars this year. I think he thought about it for a half a second, but then decided not to do it ultimately this week. And now the Academy Awards need a host. So
how would The Rock do as a host?
Oh, I think he'd be fun. I would like The Rock, actually. But I like The Rock. I think he's likable.
Yeah.
I like him a lot, but every time I see him interviewed, he's so boring. I think he's, when he's in a character, he's great, but I don't know, many actors, like Tom Cruise is the most boring interview on the planet, but in character, he's Maverick. He's great. So I don't know that he would be.
Tom Cruise.
Goldberg,
I like
apparently.
Tom Cruise as the host of the Oscars.
Whoopi Goldberg says she would do it, right?
That's the trending story today, is that perhaps it might be Whoopi Goldberg. She's actually said she'd like to do it. The Oscars were originally, after Kevin Hart stepped down, thinking about doing like a revolving cast of hosts, so, you know, back and forth, back and forth. But Whoopi now says she'd like to do it. I think she's done it before, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She did it once before, yeah.
She said on The View last month, after Kevin Hart initially stepped down, she said, if you want to go hostless, that's your prerogative. I think it's a dumb idea. People need someone to take them through things. I think it needs to be somebody who loves the films. And she said now, most recently this week, she said, now I realize it may not be anybody's first choice, but, you know, hey, at least maybe this should be someone's second choice. Yep. Now, there's also some other controversy with the films that will be considered for the Oscars. The nominations will come out towards the end of the month, I think the week of January 24th, and then the awards are the week of February 24th. But Green Book, that got a lot of awards
good
at the
movie.
Golden Globes, now under attack because the family of one of the subject is saying that it is actually not true. There are two lead characters. There's a black musician, and then there's a white kind of bouncer security guard that are in this film. And it's a real story. It's a story about life. And it was done from the perspective of the bodyguard, of the white guy who was said to take this person under his wing. They learned from each other, yada, yada. That was a story being told. Well, the family of the musician is now saying that's not what happened at all. They barely even knew each other. And they're kind of, I don't know, really taking aim at not only the actors, but the film.
You know what? Get a life. It's movie time. It's Hollywood. Cut it out.
If someone
Leave
wrote a movie
alone.
About your family, you might be upset if it was false. Yeah. The only thing that's sad to me is that it was the son of the white kind of bouncer or whatever you want to call him guy who I think
Viggo Mortensen's character,
yeah,
right.
Who wrote the movie and he was on stage accepting the award. And I was watching and I was like, this is sad. It's obvious that two families have just been told two drastically different stories by the people who were involved. But the only thing that makes me question that a little bit is the family of the black musician was completely uninvolved in the movie. It seems like if there was really that friendship there, that they would have reached out and brought them in. It just seemed a little odd to me.
Don Shirley, who's the character that Mahershala Ali plays, the real Don Shirley's brother is alive. And Mahershala Ali, when he found out about this, he said he didn't even know that the family was there to be consulted. So it's,
and he took a lot of heat on social media. I feel sorry for him because
I know
the attack was really on him. And he is a fantastic actor who tried to get into this role and won an award for it at the Golden Globes. But everybody online is going, well, you know, you should have known. What kind of black guy are you? I mean, it's the kind of thing that, I don't know, it makes you crazy. Now, to add insult to injury, Peter Farrelly, who is the director of Green Book, is now also getting heat because apparently he flashed his man parts to people. That was his thing a couple of decades ago. That was his attempt to be funny. He would, like, flash his hoo-hoo to people. So he came out and he said, it's true, I was an idiot, and I did this decades ago. I thought I was being funny, and the truth is I'm embarrassed. It makes me cringe now. I'm deeply sorry. So there's an all-out attack on Green Book. I wouldn't expect that film to go any further in the awards season, which is too bad because I hear it's fantastic. And it looks like maybe now people are actually maybe looking more towards Black Panther as the film of the year. That film was snubbed during the Golden Globes, but there's an article out that predicts these Hollywood races that says that they're rebounding at the Oscars because the Brits really like them, apparently, really like this film. So there you go.
Interesting. That guy, I'm looking at page 6 actually right now, and the guy who wrote the film and who accepted the Golden Globe, it's his parents' story, or his father's story. His name's Vallelonga. He just shut down his Twitter account because apparently he's got some tweets in there that are anti-Muslim. And so he shut down the whole thing, and now he's kind of, this film just seems like it's one controversy after another.
It's a good
behind
film.
The scenes. Yeah,
go
it's
see
too
it.
Bad.
It's a good film. Yeah, it is.
And you know what? It's got a good message in it, regardless of whether it sticks to the true story
That's
or not.
That's my point.
I don't think anybody knew that it was actually a true story. Seriously, I think the average American filmgoer is going to go see a film with a great message of people who are from very different worlds getting together and learning from each other, and they're going to ruin it because it's not completely factual. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I understand their perspective, but it gets so icky.
Yep, it sure does. Everybody's got something to say. It's a good movie. Go see it. Whether it's true or not, what difference does it make? It's a good story. It gives people a good sense of getting along. If you don't want to get along, then okay. So I mean, people think too much. But go to the movies and stop thinking.
Just stop thinking.
Just go and have a
I
good
think
time.
They should just say any film, because it happens all the time, any film that's based on a true story, they should just say loosely based on the story of. You know what?
Right,
that's all you need to do.
Yes. Inspired by.
Rule.
You could just say inspired by. What happened. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good
I
way
think we
of
also
it.
Need
yeah.
to remember, like, quick little side note here. Peter Farrelly, which is kind of funny to see him accepting awards
brothers?
Now.
Is he one of the
they wrote. Yeah. He is. He and Bobby Farrelly, they wrote Dumb and Dumber. So decades ago, on a set, when he was flashing himself to probably Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels as when they're in character as in Dumb and Dumber, I think that's probably, if you think about the level of what they were writing, that's on par with flashing somebody as a joke.
All right, 15 past the hour. You're listening to today's DJV show.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique. All 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember. Now available in stores everywhere. Speaking of names, Jerry Jones. You know who Jerry Jones is, right? Owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He bought the franchise in 1989 for $140 million. This week, he bought a yacht worth $250 million. The yacht is 360 feet long,
whoa,
has two helipads, a garage for water vehicles, a gym, a beach club, and several
300
other.
And how many feet long?
360 feet long. It's longer than
isn't
a football
field. Isn't that three
field.
Football fields?
Crazy.
No.
Football he's catching field a lot of heat for getting this thing.
How far? How long is a football field?
It's 300 yards.
Oh, it's 100 yards, right?
Yes.
So it's right, 300 feet.
Yards.
All right, so it's the size right of a football field. Wow.
Well, it's big.
That's big. Yeah. It's gigantic.
It's called
and expensive.
The Bravo Eugenia, after his wife, Jean Jones. The story I saw on yachtharbor.com, I found that says it was delivered just in time for Christmas.
That might
built
be my favorite
Netherlands
website that you've stumbled upon.
Yachtharbor.com. Well, every time I see anything with yacht in it, you turned me, what was it, a month or two ago, we were talking about yacht rock. I'd never heard anything. I'd never heard the term yacht rock mm-hmm before.
It's 70s so album rock is essentially what yacht rock
that
is.
It's
everything
okay
Kara enjoys.
Yeah. So anyway, the Cowboys, who are the Cowboys
she
playing this
like
weekend?
She doesn't like that when I tease her about that.
The Rams,
well, I didn't
yeah
respond.
Yeah, it's the Rams and the Cowboys this weekend.
Really? So how do the Cowboys shape up? The Patriots beat them in the end?
I actually think the Rams and the Cowboys might be the best game of the weekend. I think they have a team the Cowboys got hotter towards the end of the season. The Rams were hotter at the beginning. I think it's going to be a good game. Solid
okay
matchup. Yeah.
Solid. There's Jennifer.
Don't know who
with
wins.
Victoria, Kara, and Doug. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Still be on my feet, or I would still be on my...
Even if you don't recognize the song, you may recognize, you shouldn't recognize, well, it depends on your age. Joni Mitchell, would you recognize her voice, ladies? Joni
sure.
Mitchell's voice? You would.
Yeah, probably.
Every time I watch Love Actually, I'm tempted to get into Joni Mitchell, and I always just forget.
Yeah. Well, she's 75 years old, and there's a birthday celebration set to be aired in theaters, a big star-studded concert celebrating all of her work, and hit theaters on the 7th of next month for one night only. I'll make sure to see that. I'm really happy to see that. It was filmed in November. Remember we talked about this, her 75th birthday, and the people who were there, Emmy Lou Harris, Nora Jones, Diana Krall, Chris Christopherson, Rufus Wainwright. This was at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, Jennifer, in L.A. It was actually a two-night affair, and a lot of people singing a lot of her songs, Both Sides Now, Down to You, Help Me, that sort of thing. It looks like a pretty good take. The birthday celebration tickets on sale at joni75.com. When I get to see them, I'd probably get them at your local theater, too. That's where it's going to be aired. The album is going to be released on the 1st of March that accompanies this celebration. So, Joni Mitchell.
This was kind of surprising because it's Joni Mitchell and she's 75 and you wouldn't think about social media, but this concert had a lot of celebrities in the audience and a lot of people posting about it on Instagram and on Twitter. So apparently this was a really good show. It would be worth going to see.
Something to look forward to, yeah. 26 after the hour now on the DJV program as Jennifer and Victoria Kerr and I enjoy some more music about the same era. Joni Mitchell comes out of the Woodstock era, and we've been talking off and on about this, the 50th anniversary tributes that are going to take place this year. It could be a war of the Woodstocks. In fact, there are two events that are scheduled about 150 miles apart, musical tributes celebrating 50 years since this concert on that dairy farm, the Yasgur Farm in the Catskills. Both events happening the same weekend. That's the middle of August, 16th, 17th, 18th in upstate New York. And maybe in a manner of speaking, they're going to compete with each other. It'll be dependent on who shows up at which one as to which one does better, I think. Michael Lang is the co-founder and co-producer of Woodstock. Nasty was staging a 50-year anniversary tribute at the Watkins Glen International Speedway. He's a partner in Woodstock Ventures with the original Woodstock producers Joel Rosenman and family of John Roberts, all of whom collectively own the Woodstock trademarks. Lang's event claims to be the only authorized commemoration of the event. The Bethel Woods Center for the Arts announced last month it was staging its own tribute at its 15,000-seat amphitheater built on the site of the Woodstock Farm. Lang's event promises to have a different feel. A press release says, quote, "The original site in Bethel is wonderful, but much too small for what we're envisioning. Instead," he continued, the Watkins Glen Speedway gives us the ability to create something unlike any other commemorative event and something uniquely Woodstock. So we'll have a back and forth match here. This guy says that Watkins Glen International was also the site of Summer Jam in 73, headlined by the Allman Brothers, Grateful Dead, and the band. There were 600,000 people that showed up for that deal. Wow. All right, so there are three stages for the Lang event. 60 bands, contemporary acts are going to be performing, and then there will be performances by The Who, Jefferson Airplane, Jimi Hendrix. Well, this is obviously going to be on film, right? Are they going to hologram?
Well, no, there's going to be tribute acts. So they're coming up with performers to pay tribute to those iconic moments.
Yeah, okay. So that's August 16th, 17th, 18th. Be tough getting around Central New York that weekend. 28 after on the DJB Show.
Turn your back on me, baby. Turn your back on me, baby.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier, you know.
Making his case to finish the border wall, President Trump in McAllen, Texas. He visits the U.S. border with Mexico along with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn.
Out of that, 133.
Yesterday alone, you had 400.
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India, we apprehended some Pakistanis, we apprehended some folks from Romania, on and on.
How many Pakistanis?
Yes, two yesterday.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you do? How do you do what you do to me? I think it's swell when I talk about what you do to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn does great things to me. Well, for me. Victoria, does it sound right? She's great.
She does great things, period.
Yes, she does. As does Victoria Keelan and Kara Schilling. All right. So get me out of this hole, Victoria, quickly.
Okay. Well, Lady Gaga found herself in a bit of a hole over the last 2 days. She's had a lot of people calling for her to publicly denounce R. Kelly. And the reason is they had a song together back in 2013, and it was a pretty controversial song at the time. They did a very kind of scandalous performance of it at the American Music Awards. The song was called Do What You Want With My Body, and Lady Gaga has, as a victim of sexual assault, she has been asked by a lot of her fans to come out and publicly denounce him, and she actually has done that now. She posted on Instagram, and she issued a statement. She said, as a victim of sexual assault myself, I made both the song and the video at a dark time in my life. My intention was to create something extremely defiant and provocative because I was angry and still hadn't processed the trauma that had occurred in my own life. And she said, the song is called Do What You Want With My Body. I think it's clear how explicitly twisted my thinking was at that time. She said that she is going to remove the song from iTunes and all other streaming platforms, and she will not be working with him again. And she said, I'm sorry both for my poor judgment when I was young and for not speaking out sooner. So this, of course, is the latest in the fallout from Surviving R. Kelly, which is that docuseries that's got garnered so much buzz right now. And John Legend has been publicly denouncing R. Kelly and a lot of other celebrities and victims. This is actually launched because of the show, like so many true crime kind of shows that are popular now. It's actually launched an actual police investigation. So there might there may be charges levied against him. And a lot of people say it's about time.
I would like to, if we ever can figure out how to do it, Victoria, interview John Legend. I keep saying there's something about him that I find very appealing. He seems very genuine, kind of guy that I would. I don't like doing too many interviews anymore because, you know, unless there's something in it, really in it for the audience. We so many people do interviews with people, and they just want to do it because they want to do it. The host wants to do it, but what's the audience get out of it? I hope that most of the things that we have on the air that are outside of what we all contribute, each one of us, to the issues of the day and the conversations of the day, the things that we have on. For example, we're going to talk about how good the real estate market is going to be this year. That's helpful for people who want to decide whether to sell your house. Jennifer and I think we were all talking about the value of property in Los Angeles when, was it earlier you were talking about the $1 million, the TV show that has to focuses on property that's
million-dollar renovation or whatever. Come on.
That's a joke. Oh, my God. I'm going into bungalow sort of place in West Hollywood this weekend, and I look around at the neighborhood and know that it's, I mean, there are a lot of people that probably will recognize walking up down the street there because it's sort of into the Hollywood Hills. I've had places all around L.A. County. When I first started going there, excuse me, in 93, I decided I wanted to, and I knew I was going to be there in the winters, I decided to try different neighborhoods. So I started in Manhattan Beach, then I went to Encino, then Mulholland, and then found a place in Santa Monica that I really liked. So it turned out to be a great experience, but now the property in Santa Monica is so expensive, I can't really... even a little place is out of reach. So that's where Hollywood came in. And I'm a little apprehensive, I think, Jennifer, because I know Hollywood to a point. Brendan's always lived in Hollywood. I just don't know.
What part of Hollywood are you talking about? Because I think most people, when they think Hollywood, they think of like
the
Hollywood
sign.
Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard,
yeah.
The sign, Grauman Street.
Where I'm going is two blocks above Hollywood Boulevard. The place I have is just—it's on Cynthia Street. Matter of fact, I was
kind
of never heard of it.
Near the Pantages Theater, what's across street? You don't know?
Yeah, no, I don't yet.
It's going to be pretty exciting when you get a ton of people showing up to the house that you're living in. And we give the exact location.
Yeah, what's that address? I'm going to Google it.
That's right. Yeah.
Sometimes
all right.
You just have to know.
Well, as we're in California. New governor. Wow, what a hero this guy is, Gavin Newsom. Everybody loves him, right, Jen?
Everybody loves him, yes.
Everybody loves him. So Donald Trump says no more money from FEMA for the wildfires. So the new governor says we'll step in. And Newsom pledged to invest $105 million to help California better prepare for and respond to wildfires. There have been $200 million already in the pipeline, right? Was approved to bolster the wildfire prevention efforts. How about you make these buttholes that run these companies do this instead of the taxpayers paying for it, Mr. Newsom?
Well, that's just it. It was Gavin Newsom's predecessor, Governor Jerry Brown, who just left office last week, and he had made a deal with these companies that said, well, you can do payouts to victims' families if your infrastructure fails, but only up to this this point. There was a cap on that. And that was some backdoor deal he made with these companies. All Gavin Newsom has to do is reverse that, make the companies force the hand. And you don't hear me say this often. I mean, most of the time, California likes to tell businesses how to run themselves. But you go to the utility, and it forces their hand to upgrade their infrastructure, which takes away the spark that causes these big fires. And then you take away the fuel by going in and thinning out the forest. That doesn't seem to be terrible for the
environment. A lot of heavy lifting.
It doesn't seem to. I mean, I'm no genius here. I just don't understand why this seems to be so hard for everybody else.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about this. Let's get a real estate outlook for California and the rest of the country in just a matter of moments here on the DJB Show.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to do something, you need to get rid of them. That was her thing. As time went on and smoking started falling out of fashion in society and rules started changing, gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it, found out it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. But now that I look at people who smoke, I'm like, dude, really? You still doing that? You know, there's an alternative to that, right? You don't have to do that. The person that I'd like to think that I am is because of her. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 at the hour on the DJV program, presenting Cheryl Young, who is here. She's the senior economist at Trulia, which is a website, kind of a all-in-one real estate site that gives you the local scoop about homes for sale in your area, apartments for rent, neighborhood insights. Is pretty thorough. Markets, trends, that sort of thing. And that's what we want to discuss with Cheryl. The market trends, housing market, is not as hot in some places as it was a year ago. We were just talking, Cheryl, about real estate in Los Angeles, where I spend a part of the year, and how crazy it is in the town that I live in Massachusetts, Framingham. Same sort of thing here. We haven't noticed a cool down at all, but I think some people, as you're suggesting in your report, are saying anyway that things are cooling down. Is that because of the Fed and the interest rate?
Yeah, like you said, the housing market is softening. You may not feel it yet. What we actually are seeing is that home prices, they're still rising, but they're rising at a lower rate. So things are starting to slow down. We're starting to see home sales slow or drop. So, you know, those things are indicators that the housing market is cooling off a little bit. The economy in general, you know, I think is doing quite well, especially if you look at jobs and unemployment. And you mentioned the Fed rate. So, you know, mortgage rates going up. They've been really, really low for the past 7 years or so, right? But in the last year, we saw them creep back up to kind of 2011 levels. So those mortgage rates going up, that's going to impact affordability. And those home prices that you're talking about in L.A. and everywhere else, they've been tracking up for so long that it's become really unaffordable and almost sort of unsustainable. So yeah. Prices have started to slow down a little bit, but you may not feel it everywhere, especially in really expensive places, but there's definitely a shift in the tide.
So what does that mean for somebody like the people who are here? Jennifer's looking to buy a house, and Victoria is in a rental because they didn't have the money really to buy. It's very expensive for younger people to get into the market, and it isn't that really what you want to do, is get younger people in the market so as they grow older, the churn rate, you sell, you buy, that's what people in real estate really would like to have happen, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really tough, especially for first-time home buyers out there. That's the part of the market that is really, really squeezed when things become unaffordable. And, you know, if we talk about young people, we know a little bit about what's going on with millennials. You know, a couple of years ago, people were really worried that millennials weren't buying homes at the same rate as, you know, their previous generations of that same age cohort. They're still living in their parents' basement or whatever it is. But, you know, we're starting to see millennials as they get into that home ownership age. It's just happening a little later for them. They're getting married later. They're having kids later, where you typically kind of buy a home. And so that's finally starting to happen. And last year we did see the home ownership rate come back up since it's been pretty low since the recession. And millennials, or people under 35, are really driving that home ownership rate. So we're starting to see millennials finally get their foot in the door of home ownership.
All right, so let's turn the tide around. We're talking about people buying. Let's talk about those people who are selling. Good time to sell? What about pricing, that sort of thing? Where do folks go to get an accurate price for their home?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think selling right now, it's not just because of that sort of slowdown in the housing market. It was really sort of a no-brainer for someone looking to sell, to put their home on the market. You know, there was a lot of competition. You could get great prices out there. But we actually surveyed Americans recently, and we asked them, you know, how do you feel about selling in the housing market? And they're a little more pessimistic about selling. I think it's still a good time, but less people are, you know, some people think it's going to be worse this year. I think 21% of people thought it would be worse this year. Last year was only 14% for selling. So, you know, we're really seeing that. Selling, it may not be as great as it was before, but it's still a good time to put your home on the market.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of you, if you got to move or you got to go, you got to change your venue, you got to put your house up for sale. So yeah. It's a question about pricing and getting accurate pricing and that sort of thing. So this report, if we go to Trulia.com/research, Trulia, we can find out a little bit more if we're thinking about going one way or another. This is a good place to go to get some info, yeah?
Yep, that's where you should go.
All right. Well, thank you. Cheryl Young from Trulia, Trulia, Trulia.com/research for how to price your home and look around for the right deal for you. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time to continue our focus on your health and well-being. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Twitter at DougStephan. Instagram at DougStephan as well. With questions on your health for Dr. Joel Wallach as we continue along, I like to start the program with you having the opportunity to dig into some of the things that are on people's minds. The incredible shrinking man. I want to give you some time on that. I'm sure you have a philosophy. You're a gentleman who has matured. How have you kept yourself from losing? I'm asking because I have lost an inch from my original 5'9". I am no longer 5'9". And I know I've had problems with my lower back. That's probably the reason for it. But how do you eliminate it? How do I do? You have to put me on a rack to stretch me out again, Doc? What do we have to do?
Okay, well, you've kind of hit the nail on the head. When you get degenerative disc disease, your discs are getting thinner. There's sort of almost a cartilage-like connective tissue mix material, and they will shrink if you don't give them the 90 essential nutrients to maintain themselves. as the cells die and they're not being replaced at the proper rate, you will shrink. And I've met people who shrunk 7 inches,
No! Really?
They shrunk as much as 7 inches. They're only like 65 years old. And, their doctor is scratching their head. Well, it must be a hormone problem. No. They have an absorption problem because they're eating gluten, wheat, barley, or oats. They can't absorb nutrients, even if they're getting them by supplementation. And so their discs aren't able to maintain themselves, and the disc will shrink. And here's where you want to get the book, Rare Earth Been Cures, and go to Chapter 11 and look at the hair analysis section. And it tells you how to collect the hair, how to box it up, and where to ship it. And in 2 weeks' time, you get the results back. And if all the minerals in your hair analysis are below the bottom line, that just says you're not absorbing anything. They're absorbing calories, but you can't absorb optimal amounts of these nutrients to maintain your tissues. It's a very easy test, and you learn a lot of stuff with that.
So, let's tell people where to go to get that, because that's something that I have not heard of at all. I think I know you've been doing it, but it may be revolutionary thinking for some people that they can actually do that.
Yeah, they can do it themselves, and it's much cheaper, much, much cheaper to do it yourself. It's like one-tenth the price to do it yourself than it is to go to a doctor and ask for it. They don't even, haven't probably even heard of it. And so, basically, you can call a DRJ Wallach, or actually it's a website, drjwallach.com, drjwallach.com. Two books. One is Let's Play Doctor. You've never heard of that, Let's Play Doctor. But it'll teach you how to do your own physical. Your own physical, the same one your doctor will charge you $2,000 to your insurance company for a physical. You can do it for $4.50 for 3 test strips. Okay, same physical. And there's no possibility of injury or death or anything like that on yourself. And then the book Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, Chapter 11, you look up the hair analysis, and it'll tell you how to collect the hair, how to package it, where to ship it, and how to read the results. And, of course, there's a phone number in there you can call to if you can't understand it. It's really very simple, but it tells you if you're absorbing things, what particular nutrients you might need more of. It tells you if you're getting any toxic levels of mercury and arsenic and other pollutants and so forth. Very, very useful test. And you can do your own physical for $4.50 by getting those test strips from a pharmacy. They come in bottles of 5 or 6 or 10 or whatever it is. And $4.50, you can do a physical every week or every month for that price. And you can teach your kids and grandkids and brothers and sisters to do the same thing. And so I urge everybody to do their own physicals before they go to the doctor for an annual physical. And in some cases, they may need to go to a doctor for a physical for an insurance policy or something like that. But do your own physicals, and you'll be way, way, way ahead. And again, to get those books is drjwallach.com. It's a website.
Well, you'll find a connection to it at DJV Health News as well, to Dr. Wallach. So
there you go.
Let's just go back for a second to what we were talking about, the degenerative process, losing the stuff that keeps you strong and tall. Is that related to osteoporosis at all? Is it the same sort of thing, or is that something that's different?
Well, it's totally related because discs are made from a mixture of minerals. Your bones are made from a mixture of minerals. And you can actually regrow those 7 inches. You can regrow your inch that you've lost, Doug, by supplementing properly, giving up the bad foods so you can absorb.
All right. So that's something I got to keep in mind. Everybody needs to keep that in mind. The 90 essential nutrients, that might be something we all ought to get on to, because there's no future in getting shorter, I'll tell you that, one way or another. Dr. Joel Wallach is here, DJV Health News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.